Washington has decided to slap new additional tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports as trade tensions escalate between China and the United States. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says tariffs of 10% could be imposed as soon as September in response to Beijing's retaliatory measures against earlier U.S. tariffs. The move has faced criticism from American officials and lawmakers. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the proposed measure would ultimately hurt American families. The Republican chairman of the U.S. Senate Finance Committee says the move is reckless. The U.S. president has long criticized China for what he calls unfair trade practices. Now to discuss that more, we have with us Mr. David Barkin, author and a professor of economics, joining us live. Thank you very much, Professor. What is your take on this move? There seems to be a tit-for-tat going on for quite a while, an escalating, obviously, trade war between the U.S. and China. How is this really going to affect the U.S. economy, although the U.S. president is not willing to discuss that?
We have to understand, I don't think that it's a good description to call it tit for tat, because I think the Chinese are engaged in a much more intelligent process of tariff impositions than the United States government is. The United States government is placing import tariffs on basic goods and intermediate goods, which are going to affect the whole productive structure in the United States. These tariffs, like the steel and aluminum, and like other products, other intermediate products, which are going to affect the United States industrial apparatus, are very different than the approach that the Chinese are taking, which is focusing on products that have a consumption basis in China, but will not affect the basic industrial structure or the productive structure of the Chinese economy. As a result, what you're getting is a very, very substantial imbalance between the impacts of these tariff of this tariff war on the Chinese economy and the U.S. economy. In the United States, you can expect an increase, a very dramatic increase, of costs of production for certain kinds of basic in basic industries in which Chinese imports were supplying the intermediate goods that were necessary for the production process. Whereas in China, you have thing where there will be have to be a cut in some kinds of consumption products and a redirection of Chinese imports from the United States to other producing nations. Perhaps one of the most dramatic of these is the switch of purchasing soybeans from the United States to Brazil, which has had the impact of lowering the world price of soybeans, which is affecting negatively the soybean producers in the United States.
Mr. Barkin, who do you see as the potential winner of this trade war between the U.S. and China?
If it continues in this very poorly informed struggle by the United States authorities, I think China is likely to come out very, very much ahead, because what will happen is that it will be produced, that China will be importing a great many less final consumer goods from the United States, but a direct impact on some very, very important producers in the United States. Whereas in the tariffs imposed by the United States will cut off imports or raise the price of imports from China and raise the cost of production of many products in the United States, raising the cost of those products for the U.S. consumer.
Thank you very much, Professor David Barkin, joining us live from Mexico City with his take on the economic situation and the trade war, actually, between the U.S. and China.